setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, we're coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. Do you believe that there is a unique role that you're supposed to fill in your work? Do you believe that you are valuable? Do you believe that somebody needs you to show up and be the best version of you? Do you believe that you can make the income that you desire and the impact? If you don't, hang on for a little while. Give us a chance. If you do, you're in the right place, because we can now put all of that belief into a clear path that will move you along and allow you to live and work on purpose, because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed and you must do it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. You can change your name, change your location, because the sensitivity to these calls demands it at times, and we will do that for you. I don't want anybody not to feel like they can't get some help and get some breakthrough because of the sensitivity. So we'll change your name, we'll change your location. We want to help you. 844-747-2577. Okay, I want to lead off today's show with one of the most practical questions we get as it relates to you moving up the ladder, getting promoted, making more money. And that's how to ask for a raise. Number one, I always tell everybody, don't ask for a raise. I'm not saying don't go after a raise. I said, don't ask for a raise. If you go in and your entire focus with your leader is asking a question after you've made a pitch, and the question is all about you making more money, it rarely works. And unintentionally, even if your spirit is right, it puts your leader on the defensive. And so the best way to go about this is not asking for a raise, but asking for your leader to sit with you and create a growth plan. And we're going to break that down. But before we even get there, two things you need to do. Do a quick self-assessment. Be as honest with yourself as you can. Is there room for growth for me to get better? Some areas where I'm average and could be better. I could get better at this task. Ask yourself, where can I add more tools to my tool belt to add more value to the organization? This is the self-assessment. Second step is then to go to your coworkers, people that like you enough to be honest with you, and let's get some real feedback on that. Now, once you've done that and you are self-aware, because this is important, then you sit down with your leader and you ask for a growth plan. And here's what that looks like. Number one, tell them that you have a desire to add more value to the organization. And as a result, you want to know where you can improve. Are there some weakness areas where I can be better? Are there some skills, tools in the tool belt? Same questions you asked yourself, ask of them. Then you say, I would like to address that and get better there because I want more responsibility here. I want to grow my value, my responsibility, my influence. And as a result, obviously, grow my income. Now, that posture, folks, is totally different than sitting down and going, hey, listen, I've been here 2 years and I haven't had a raise. And if you think I've been doing a good job, I don't want a raise. It's a completely different posture, completely different narrative. Now, I'm just giving you the high points here. I wrote this article entitled How to Ask for a Raise. It's at RamseySolutions.com. Just search how to ask for a raise. Much more detailed techniques and things to do. But I just wanted to put that out there because we get this call a lot. And I want you to know there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. And we've got the techniques and the tools and the tips in that article at RamseySolutions.com. That's the mothership. Of course, the Ken Coleman Show is part of the Ramsey Solutions Network. So go check it out. 844-747-2577. That's the phone number to jump in. Let's go to Breanne, who joins us now in Seattle, Washington. Breanne, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How can I help you?
So I was calling in today because I'm looking at potentially moving in the next year or so down to Texas.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of wondering how you go about, you know, looking for jobs and interviewing for jobs when you're doing such a big move, because, you know, the timeline's a little bit different. You can't just give a 2 weeks notice and be down there working the next day. And so just kind of wondering like how I go about looking, how I go about presenting myself and talking to potential employers about like kind of the special circumstances.
Well, look, how do you go about it? I mean, how do you plan to go about it? Because I think you're overthinking this. I want you to just talk to yourself for a second. How do you think you're going to go about it? What's your plan? What's your posture right now?
My posture right now is I'm still exploring the idea. So yeah. I'm looking at, you know, kind of cost of living and what job opportunities are available in the area that I'm in right now. It's yeah. still just a maybe in my mind.
Good.
Although it's something that I think I really want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's your strategy right now?
I don't know. I'm lost.
That's why you're okay. All right. Yeah. I just wanted to see where you are because here's what I hear. I think you're overcomplicating the process, and that's the good news.
Okay.
Look, if I want to move to an area in Texas, first thing I'm doing is, who do I know that lives down there? If I don't know anybody that lives down there, I go, okay, who do I know that knows somebody down there? All right. With those connections, could I get on the phone with somebody and begin to ask about the area to get some basic pointers? Where do the young people live? I assume you're young and single. Is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right, I could just tell. All right, so okay, where does everybody congregate? What are the best places to live? What are some great companies down there? I mean, right now you're just doing a true fact-finding mission. And so talking to people yeah. who live there is where I would start. Because they're just going to give me information that I'm not necessarily going to see in a web search. Then I could kind of back it up by doing my own search. And then if it's me, I'm trying to get down there, taking a vacation day or two, maybe a long weekend. Maybe I'm flying in on a Thursday night and I'm there all day Friday and I'm kind of just moving around and seeing things. I'm researching companies before I leave. I'm seeing what job opportunities they have. Do I know somebody that's there? But I start with that right there because I think it seems scary and I understand why it seems scary, but it's actually not scary, but it's all starting with connections. So just real quick, we've got about 50 seconds. Do you know anybody right now that lives in that area of Texas that you're considering?
So I have friends who are going to church plant in that area.
Great.
And that's kind of what brought me to even considering it.
I go stay with them. I talk to them before I go stay with them. I spend a week there. They're taking you around everywhere, introducing you to people. I mean, that, let's call that a sell. That sell of friendships, that's where every opportunity is going to present itself out of that group. So just tell them, I'm seriously thinking about coming down here. I'm thinking about going into this industry. These are the companies that I'm kind of intrigued by. They are a wealth of knowledge and probably a wealth of connections. So to me, I'm talking to them. I'm sharing my dream, sharing my heart openly. What are you willing to do to help me? I'm going to go down there, spend several days, maybe several different trips until I know that this is where I want to go. Just get after it. Action. Stop thinking. Start doing. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. The Ken Coleman Show continues to help you get clear so you can get qualified. We're helping you get connected so you can get started. We're helping you get promoted so you can get the dream job to then work and live like no one else. Give yourself away. The income is there. It's now all about impact. leaving a legacy. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. All right, so very excited. I've been telling you, obviously, for months now about the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. It comes out November 9th. As a part of the launch, on November 11th, we're doing a live stream event for people that have bought the book, and for those who haven't, it's only 10 bucks. And it's going to be here at Ramsey Solutions World HQ. Going to be a really cool studio, intimate. It's going to be awesome. So here's how you get your tickets, which start just at $10. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. PURPOSE is the word. Text that to 33789, and you can join me live Thursday, November 11th. Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 Central Time here at Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. It's going to be a lot of fun. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789 to get your ticket. All right, let's get to the phones. Stephanie is joining us in Seattle, Washington. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Stephanie.
So I have a question for you. It's regarding my husband. He has been working a commission job, and he has been reached out by a different company doing the same kind of work, but they're offering him a salary. And so I'm wondering, how do you choose commission-based work over a salary? What is, like, the cutoff? Do you choose it based on, like, work environment? To give you the numbers, the other company has offered him $7,000 a month. So take home would be $84 a year. Mm-hmm. And so far with his commission job, he's made over $100,000. So, like, we still have a couple months left of the year. So obviously it's going to, like, continue to even be above that. So technically right now it would be a pay cut. But because it's commission, we're always a little bit worried, like, will that change? I guess, how do you make that choice?
Totally get what you're asking. A couple things I want to address. Your primary question, and then I'm going to actually get to the primary reason for your question. So the answer to your primary question is, there's no formula that I teach on this particular situation. What I teach and what I believe is that you take the right job that puts you where you're supposed to be, or puts you on the ladder to get you where you're supposed to be. So to me, money is only a factor. It's not the final decision. It's a part of the choice. It's not the reason for the choice. So okay. In this situation, for me, if I was going to take that big of a pay cut, because let's just say he makes 110 this year, I don't think that's outrageous. I'm just kind of playing with the numbers you gave me. And he's going to go from 110 this year to 84. The only reason I would take the pay cut is because it is the only way, or the best way, to get me where I want to go, or it is the place I want to go. But I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, no, it's very similar work. And so I think he's just a little, like, worried about the future, because with commission, you know, it can drop out from underneath you. Like, there's always, like, that uncertainty.
But wait a second. He's been doing really well. He's a part of the equation. For him not to do well on commission means he doesn't perform.
Right. And obviously he has been performing. So,
I got to tell you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Now, let me address what I said was the primary reason you called, not the question you asked. You guys are just scared, or he's scared, and he's sharing that with you. And when he's scared, same thing with Stacy. If Stacy comes to me and she's scared and worried, I'm going to feel some of that initially until we get a chance to process that. That's all very normal.
Yeah.
But when we are faced with fear, we got to ask ourselves, is fear telling us the truth and thus protecting us from something dangerous? Or is fear lying to us and holding us back?
Yeah, and I definitely think it's the second one. I know I kept saying him, I feel like we're jumping the ship before there's actually, like, a wreck.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, you're about ready to... He's in the process of making more money than he's ever made in his life. Am I right?
Yes, yeah.
Good grief.
And he also is, too. It's for him. He keeps saying, like, this is amazing. Like, it's, like, almost so good that he's, like, worried it's going to go away.
Yeah, okay. So let me address that practically. You know, I'm a part of Ramsey Solutions. The Ramsey Show, yeah. Financial Peace University. Come on. There's
yeah,
a reason.
Fans.
I know you are. So what's your emergency fund right now? Do you have 3 to 6 months?
We do. We're actually cash flowing a car.
Great.
We have our full funds. We're
great.
In step 4 through 6.
Great.
So, yeah. So we've done really well. And this job has allowed us to,
yeah.
to do that.
So here's the point. There's nothing to be afraid of. You guys aren't going to be homeless living under a bridge if for some reason his particular product or service or some extenuating circumstance happens. That's the extenuating. The only circumstance that matters is his ability to keep driving and doing great and busting it. And it sounds like he's busting it. He's afraid of a boogeyman that is not in the closet.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. You guys are awesome. I mean, listen, when he starts getting scared, go, hey, babe, I'm not scared. I think we as spouses sometimes forget the unbelievable influence we have to listen to our mate, our spouse, and to empathize with them, but to also look at him and go, hey, babe, you're crushing it. You're going to make more this year than you've ever made in your life. We've got an emergency fund. We have no debt. I'm not afraid. I'm going to tell you something right now. I want to speak to dudes because Stephanie's calling about her husband. Hey, dudes, can I just be real with you? I can't tell you how many times that a circumstance in life has gotten me a little anxious, a lot anxious. And I'm all pent up and I go share it with Stacy. And because she's my wife, she listens and she goes, I'm not seeing that. I'm not hearing that. I'm not scared. And I go. And so that's what's happening with Stephanie's husband. And the reason I bring this up is because there's no difference between a straight commission job and your salary job. You think there is, but there isn't. Okay? The commission job is based on my performance. The salary job is based on everybody else's performance. The salary job, it is what it is. I might get a little bump. I might get a little something, something, something. But the commission job is, it's a buffet. It's all you can eat, baby. Now, I grew up in a Southern Baptist world, and I'm going to pick on Southern Baptist for a second because we love a good buffet. I mean, growing up for me, after church on Sundays, it was, hey, are we going to the buffet today? Whatever it was. And if mom and dad said, yep, we're going to the buffet. Me and my brother, we started unbuttoning the top button of our pants. We were like, okay, we got to make some room here. We're going to eat more than we can possibly eat. The theme became eat through the pain. Right? That's a straight commission gig. You've been given a buffet. It's all you can eat, baby. And you got to take that mentality too, because we get this call. Ken, I've got an opportunity for a straight commission job. And I don't know. Well, look, here's the deal. Do your research. Is it a quality company? Do you have quality leads? Do you have a great product? Do you have a great service? Do you believe in yourself? If the answer to all those things is yes, then take it. And it's all you can eat. I never once, when we piled out the car to go into the buffet, I never once pulled my dad aside and said, hey, listen, no. I don't know if there's going to be enough to eat. Of course I didn't say that. There were 37 items. You got to have the same mentality about a commission job. If you think about it the right way and you go, oh, it's all I can eat, baby, and get after it. Nobody's stopping you. You're your own lid, your fear and your doubt. Get over it. Stop thinking. Get active. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do. Some of you are going, okay. Really? Yeah. I got to tell you, folks, I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible realize that work just doesn't have to suck and you don't just have to go through Monday through Friday with an okay job. you do realize that if you're doing what you were created to do in your work, that it's going to affect your personal life as well. You can't separate the personal and the professional. You just can't. You were created to contribute through your work. I promise you. So let's help you figure that out. We've got a clear path. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That's the clear path. What stage are you in? What do you need to do to get to the next stage? By the way, that's why I wrote From Paycheck to Purpose. Like, books create themselves. And this book created itself because this is the clear path that we coach people on. It's now available for pre-order. Comes out November the 9th. I can't believe it's right around the corner. You can pre-order it right now and get all kinds of amazing goodies, over $100 worth of stuff at kencoleman.com. And one of the things that you can do is join us on Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 p.m. live here at Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. Very limited audience because it's going to be a fun, intimate setting. But the live stream From Paycheck to Purpose is happening, and you can get your ticket for only 10 bucks. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. Let's go to Searcy, Arkansas. Erica joins us. Erica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Erica.
How are you?
Erica, I am living the dream. What are you doing?
Well, I'm sort of living the dream.
Come on. All right. That's progress. How can I help you?
I am actually calling. I had a question about what questions we should be asking pre-interview. So, you know, sometimes jobs will post their qualifications mm-hmm. and a list of descriptions. Well, sometimes when you're looking, sometimes they don't really have a full description and they don't give enough information. So I was wondering, should we be contacting those jobs and asking some more questions about that job, or just go for the interview and ask the questions in the interview?
I think option B is more likely. So that's going to be my answer. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's hard enough to get a response when you submit a resume the old-fashioned way these days. So you emailing a company going, hey, I got a few questions about your job description. That's highly unlikely they're going to give you that information.
Right.
But let me tell you what you can do. You know, I'm a big believer in connections. Connections.
Yes, sir.
Connections. I mean, it's how we get where we want to go. So let's say you're looking at company ABC and you're looking at their online description and you've got those very holes that you've just talked about. I'm looking at everybody I know. I'm talking social media, acquaintances. That means the mom or the dad of my kid that sits next to me on the bleachers at the soccer game, to my close friends, former coworkers. I mean, everybody I know. And I'm going, hey, do you know anybody that works at ABC, company ABC? If the answer is yes, if you know them directly, you contact them directly and go, hey, can you do a little recon for me? Get the 411.
Okay.
I think you could go about it that way. But absent of that, go ahead and apply. And then when you get in the interview, here are the questions you ask. By the way, this is going to make you look really awesome too. Not just allow you to acquire information, but it's going to make you look better than the other candidates because a lot of people don't go in and ask questions. By the way, my number one pet peeve when I interview people, and I'll say to them towards the interview, I'll say, do you have any questions? And they'll go, nah, I'm good. And I think to myself, no, you aren't. In fact, you're bad because you can't think of one question you got for me. You're going to work on the team that works with me on the show and you don't have one question you're going to ask. I got news for you. As soon as you leave the room, I'm telling them, this person is such a bright bulb. They didn't even ask one question about what I do, why I do it, how they would interact with me. I don't want to work with you. You know why? Because
right.
All you want's a job and a paycheck.
Yes, sir.
I want somebody who gives a crud. All right. So here are the questions you ask. Okay?
Okay.
Describe a day in this role. They're going to go, oh. So then they got to go beyond the job description and they got to talk about what a day looks like, the day-to-day interaction. Then I want you to ask, what kind of person wins in this role? Describe a person that you would say wins in this role, wins in this company. Okay. Third question, based on the job description and what you've told me so far, how do we measure the results So what does a win actually look like? What are the results that you're going to measure me or whoever gets the job? You ask those three questions, going to blow them away. Blow them away. Because most people don't ask questions like that, number one. And then here's the good news. Not only have you impressed them, you're getting the information you need to decide. Because those three questions are going to fill in the gaps in the job description. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right, Erica, go, go, go. I have armed you with the tools to win. Folks, you know what I love about my gig? It'd be one thing if I was saying brilliant things. And this is not false humility. I don't say anything that's brilliant. Like nothing. I don't think of anything during the day that I say on the air to you folks when I coach you and counsel you that's brilliant. And that makes me happy. Because this stuff is so stinking simple. And yet, very few people do it. Those three questions that I just gave, Erica, do you know how I came up with those questions to then give to the audience? Watch this. This is going to blow you folks away. You ready?
I sat down and thought about it.
I know. I'm giving everybody, there's a lot of people watching in the lobby today and their minds. I'm trying to let them catch up to this. I sat down and thought about it. And so here's my point. If you actually sat down, pencil in hand, you know I love pencils, and you know I love moleskin notebooks, and you sat down and you said, what do I want to know in the job interview? What do I need to know in the job interview so that I know if this is a good fit for me? Like, this is a two-sided deal here. A job interview is a tennis match. You don't just sit there and let them lob shots at you. Return the volley. When you start to realize that job interviews are just as much for you as it is for the employer, now all of a sudden your mindset changes and you go and you go, okay, what questions do I need to ask? So that I walk out of the interview going, I feel like I'm an actual great fit for this role. Or you walk out. Now watch the question. I'm going to bring it back. You ask a potential employer, what kind of person wins here? And you listen to their awful, crappy answer and they're making it up on the fly. And they're doing one of those deals and they give you a bunch of nothing. It sounds like a politician on the cable news network. That's a sign. This is probably not a great leader to be under. This is probably not a great culture or environment. If they can't answer the question, what does it look like to win? How do we measure the results of this job? What kind of person wins here? If they can't answer those two basic questions, I'm talking like I'm out. Okay, I'm going to be dramatic here, but this is me because I haven't interviewed for a job in I don't know how long. Okay, I actually use the proximity principle and I just get jobs. That's how I got here, right? Dave Ramsey said, hey, we want you to come here. I said, all right, I'm here. But can I tell you, if I'm in that interview and I hear that, I'm literally going, hold on one second. I'm getting a call. Oh my gosh, I got to take this. I'm out. I'm not going to sit through that interview because I'm going, if this clown posing as a leader can't answer those two basic questions, this is a recipe for frustration and desperation. And I mean this, folks. So go to kencoleman.com and download the free How to Win the Interview Guide. I go deep into the questions you ask, the questions you can expect to be asked, how you prepare so that you perform. It's free at kencoleman.com. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose, putting some purpose in your Monday, some passion in your Friday. If you're working for the weekend, I'm going to tell you something right now. That ain't your best life, and there's no reason for that. I'm just going to tell you. It is possible. You may come from a household that looked at work as just something you do. Your mom and daddy never talked about dreams or purpose. Or you come from a small town, blue collar. I don't care what your reason is. I'm telling you, there's more for you. You have something that you are supposed to give to the world, and it will allow you to make the income and impact that you want. Money and meaning is there for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Michael joins us in Jensen Beach, Florida. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Michael. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much. Excited to be on and just ask you some questions that I had on my mind.
Okay, go for it.
So I'm a respiratory therapist. I've been a respiratory therapist about 10 years. About 6 months ago, I transitioned from working acute care in a hospital setting to working for a medical equipment company, giving out medical devices for sleep apnea and things like that. Anyway, I was really thinking about getting into either medical sales or pharmaceutical sales, or ideally it would be like medical device sales, but that's a really hard field to get into. And I just, I'm a little nervous about the whole transition because, you know, I've never done sales. I like to talk to people, but I don't know that I'd be good at it.
Wait. Okay. You like to talk to people. If I interviewed everybody that knows you, Michael, coworkers, good friends, acquaintances, and you weren't in the room, and I said, is Michael good at communicating just in that one-to-one interpersonal setting? Is he good at making a connection? What would they tell me?
I think they would say yes. I mean, I would imagine they'd say
congratulations, yes. Michael. You have all you need to be successful at sales.
All right.
Come on, man. Let me ask you, let's do a fun quiz. Don't get uptight about this. Just answer it. What is all a salesperson ultimately offering? I don't care what it is. A shoe, a dress, makeup, a computer, a car. What is a salesperson ultimately offering?
I think it, more than anything, is a connection between you and the salesman. That's what really does everything.
No, wrong answer, but that's okay. You ready for this? It's one word. A salesperson is offering a solution. Period.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I know. I put you on the spot. It's okay. There's no shame in your game. But am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
They offer solutions. So if you get really informed and you understand the solution that you are offering and the problem that it solves better than other solutions, you are by virtue a good salesperson. Because you are so knowledgeable and you understand the solution, you understand the problem it solves, how it does it, you understand their pain point and their problem. Because you are a respiratory therapist, you've got a window into this space. You really do. You have, you know, a good knowledge base, and I would bet you got a lot of great connections. I bet if I sat with you for 5 minutes, we could map out some serious connections from your current work that would get you some ins with companies that are selling medical devices. Is that true or is that false?
Yeah, I think it could be true.
All right, then. Get busy making connections. Find out what it is you need to do to be qualified to sell medical devices. I bet it's not a long list. Am I right?
I don't. No, 100% sure. I know that it's a really hard space to get into. I tried talking to a friend about it.
Yeah, but listen, all you're focused on is how high the mountain is. You know it's the mountain right. You want to climb, but you're just going, well, it's so high, Ken. Gosh, it's going to be hard to climb that mountain. Big whoop. Do you want it or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you know what your homework assignment is? And I'm being as serious as I can be. You got to figure out what it takes to get qualified. You're clear. You want to go into medical sales. That's stage one. You're in stage one. In order to move into stage two and through stage two, you got to go, who can I talk to? Where can I go to find out what it's going to take to get qualified for this? Then go get qualified. While you're getting qualified in stage two, you're also in stage three, getting connected to where, yes, it may be very competitive. But you can hang out long enough because you got a good job now. You can hang out long enough and stay with it until an opportunity pops. And that'll lead you to stage four, get started. Do you understand the path?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, here's the deal. Do you want it or not?
Oh, I really want it.
Do you really want it?
Yeah.
Then why don't you start acting like it? You know why you're not acting like it? I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm not getting on you. I'm actually going to set you free. The reason you're not acting like it is because all you're focused on is the hurdles and how hard and how difficult it is. And you're paralyzed. Yeah. You're paralyzed, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah, you're paralyzed. What we focus on is what we act on. So if I'm staring at something really scary, can I just tell you what scares me? Snakes.
Oh.
Oh, baby. Michael, if I walk around a corner today and I see a big old snake in a corner or directly in front of me, you want to take a guess as to what my physical actions are? Tell me, what do you think?
I bet you'd freak out.
Freak out, man. I mean, like, throw the brakes on. Whoa, stop walking. And then I immediately turn around and run. Why am I doing that, yeah. Michael?
You're scared.
I'm afraid. And I'm focused on this intense, scary thing. And that's what's going on. You got to change your focus. And you got to start looking at the finishing line. You're not looking at the finishing line. When I look at the finishing line, when I ran that half marathon a couple years ago, I talked about this on the show the other day. I started forgetting about my cramps and my breathing and everything else. And I said, I really want to finish this. I want my kids and my wife and my friends to see that I finished this thing that I've been training for and set out to do. I'm focusing on the finish line. And when I focus on the finish line, it was all about heart, what I wanted, not what I was feeling. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Since start focusing on the finish line. Start focusing on the finish line. Hey, I want to remind some of you that you're all hung up right now in the yuck and the suck that's involved with putting yourself out there, even in the great resignation that they're calling this year. You're worried about it. It's not fun. You put yourself out there. It takes a lot of time to fill out resumes. You don't get anything back. I want you to go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today and in minutes fill out a profile, click go, and let them start pitching you and matching you up for jobs. It's free. It's easy. They give you updates when you get likes, your profile from companies, when they request your contact information, because the companies contact you directly. They keep you up to date with what's going on, and it's another tool in your tool belt to get hired, because it's going to be competitive right now. Companies are looking, and they're offering all kinds of things. You want to win? You want to beat the competition? That's what Michael's talking about. You know, there's very few jobs out there. He's got to win. Well, we give you a ton of tools at KenColeman.com, but that's also why I endorse ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right. Tomorrow, The Minimalists, best-selling authors, wildly popular Netflix documentary producers and directors, join me on the YouTube show. So I want to make sure that you on the radio and SiriusXM and podcast know that we've got a YouTube show live Monday through Friday in HD, unfortunately for me. And you can join us at 12 Eastern Standard Time, The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. The Minimalists are going to join me in studio. It's going to be great stuff as we talk about resets in general. And these guys are wonderful. They're really encouraging. So that's an announcement. But I got to get out of here. Before I do, remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.